This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show this morning. Or as Ted Johnson would say, words, 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 words.
Lots of words in front of each other and behind each other.
Nerdington.
Coupled up with other words.
Nerds and words.
I know you said I shouldn't say this anymore. I think you alluded to that, though. The old football phrase of don't tell me about the pain, just show me the baby.
Yep.
He
yep.
just keeps talking about the pain. Yep. There's no baby. There was never a baby. He's whining about pain and pain, contractions, and you're like, you're not even pregnant. There's no baby coming.
One of my favorite expressions that you just don't hear anymore.
You just don't. Yep. But I think in the new world, you can bring it back. Between commercials about genes and everything, there's a lot going on
Let's
in the politics and the world around us. But I'll tell you where there's not a lot going on, and that's... The Red Sox trade deadline, where we were disappointed to get a back-of-the-rotation starter in Dustin May, who's been pushed back out of his originally scheduled Sunday start, which I actually think might be a good thing for the Red Sox this weekend, and Steven Matz, who will probably pitch tonight or tomorrow in long relief when the starter is out of the game.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Are we going to remember these names in 3 years, Fitzy? Or are we going to be like, that stupid deadline, those stupid guys that didn't help them?
Dustin May? Oh, yeah. When we mentioned, like, hey, remember when the Red Sox traded for that starter that had had seven surgeries and he actually never pitched for them down the stretch? Yeah. He actually looks like one of the O'Doyle kids from Billy Madison as well. Just even his baseball card looks like he's as miserable to be heading to the Red Sox as Red Sox fans are to have him as, quote, the priority acquisition at the deadline.
Kind of like the O'Doyle family, I got the feeling that he and his entire baseball team are going down in the next couple months, but I don't want to be pessimistic.
What an excellent pull by you. Now you're all in big, big trouble.
That's right.
You know how we talked about Danny Jansen leading up to the trade deadline?
Yeah,
God forbid you have another deadline where you add a player like Danny Jansen. That's going to be how we remember these two poor guys.
Yeah,
who did not earn this reputation, but you're kind of looped into it right now.
Yeah, what we wanted was a Robles and a Schwarber, and instead we got a Jansen and a Mott.
I do feel bad for the individual guys. I do feel bad for them because, like, they didn't do anything to deserve this. They were just a pawn in a game. Like, they got traded. They're going to go out there. They'll try to pitch their best. It's just the situation is unfortunate. We expected more. We deserved more. I'm going to say that. I think that's fair to say. We deserved more than this. For the amount of hours, as James in Houston said, that we put in watching this damn baseball club and the faith that people like Ted Johnson. He went to 559.59 yesterday thinking Craig Breslow was going to do something. And then he finally had to say, yeah, I kind of took it on the chin yesterday. I believe that's how you started our email today.
I did. Yep.
You took it on the chin.
I trusted the wrong people.
You know what?
Shame on me. You know what? And that's I should have learned my lessons.
Trust no one.
Trust nobody.
Life is better when you trust no one. That's probably not true. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tom in Framingham. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how are you guys? No, I agree with you guys 100%. I was listening to you, yesterday until 6 o'clock, and I was like, really? Like, really? You're like, nothing's going to happen. But, as furious as we can be, at Breslow and John Henry, I think, now's the time to back this team more than anything, more than any other time, because in the end, as a Red Sox fan, you go to the games, because, you want to watch the players. And this team, it might be crazy, but they're kind of giving me, 2018 Red Sox vibes. It's crazy. But I think the players truly love each other, and like the airplane arms and just everything like that. It's truly a lovable team that I don't think that we can give up on just yet.
All right, thanks for the call, Tom. That's a different. Interestingly, we went into that saying trust no one. Tom kind of took that the whole other direction.
He did.
Love this team.
You know what, Tom? Good way to refocus us. Maybe
love them.
We had our eye off the ball. I'll tell you this, Tom. I will do that when I see how the players respond to what's just happened. If the players respond, in a positive manner, and they don't let this, and the manager does, and they don't go into the tank mentally, then I go, okay, let's go. But I want to wait and see what how they react to what's happened here in the next few games, and before I decide whether or not I just want to jump back on the bandwagon.
Well, they're going to try their asses off, Ted, but the problem is you've got a team that over the last half decade has consistently underwhelmed and underperformed in August, basically with a losing record every August since we got into the 2020s, and that kind of rides tandem with the fact that they seem to do nothing or get caught with their blank in their hand every trade deadline.
That's an interesting approach, Ted, though, like Tom brings up. Like, love them. You still love Roman Anthony, right?
I do.
You still love Jaren Duran?
I do.
Rafaela?
Big fan.
Right? Like, there's a lot of guys you still love in that lineup. You still love Crochet, Bayo, Chapman, whatever. There's still, even though we didn't get any additions, I argued with Dan. I argued with Dan a week and a half ago, whatever it was, can they make the playoffs if nothing is done? And I said yes.
You did.
The problem is, I started to talk myself into wanting to do more than make the playoffs because I think they can still make the playoffs, although I do need to get to the show poll.
You see what the latest baseball reference has their odds at making the playoffs?
Yeah.
Since the trade deadline?
Strangely good, right?
Strangely improved by 2%.
Well, that's different improved than our...
So it's up to 71% that's, odds of making it.
Don't trust the nerds. That's what I always say.
I asked on at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons, our show poll today, following a very disappointing trade deadline, do you believe the Red Sox will make the playoffs? 56% said...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, 44% said yes. So a majority of Red Sox fans voting in that poll said no, and I would vote that same way because I don't trust what you just brought up, Ted, how the players are going to react, how the manager is going to react, because if history is any indication, they're going to have a losing August. They lose every August. They have a losing record every August. In part, it seems, a reaction to the trade deadline. And Craig Breslow said it. He called players last night to tell them, I tried to do more. You know why he did that? Because he's worried that he's going to lose his clubhouse and lose his team and lose the focus and energy of his players. Yep. And that was a preemptive strike, whether it works or not. And I do think the other guy that's in the crosshairs is your guy, Alex Cora. Like, this is why he's paid the big bucks, literally, because, excuse me, he needs to react to the emotion of his ball club. He's talked about it, right? Managing personalities and players and emotions and all of those things. So, actually, let's hear from that man. Alex Cora spoke with the media just moments ago as he reacts to the MLB trade deadline.
How do you feel about after, you know, I mean, obviously you added Dustin May, but how do you feel about the overall starting pitching depth right now?
I feel good. You know, obviously Fitz is down there. Harrison is down there. There's other guys that they may or may not contribute, but, you know, we're better than a week ago, you know, in that aspect.
And in terms of, like, you guys didn't add a hitter, what have kind of the reports you've gotten on Christian Campbell and how he could, you know, maybe help? How has he done at first base, I guess?
There's still work to do. Yeah, he's still a work in progress. So he's gotten better. The numbers show that, but there's a few things that, you know, under the hood that we still need to get better at. Yeah.
Is that speaking about him offensively?
And defensively.
What are you hoping to see from Abraham Toro out of the cleanup spot today?
There's a reason he's hitting there. You know, it's not to hit a grand slam, whatever. Hopefully he does. But I think with the guy that we're facing, it makes sense for him to hit there.
As how much, you know, did you had a birthday party, if memory serves, yesterday?
Knox, Bregman's kid, yeah, a lot of kids around.
How wired in to the deadline were you yesterday?
Actually, I was here. I came here afterward, you know, and it was interesting, you know. I never been in the room when that's going on, and it was a great learning experience. A lot of people, yeah.
What did you learn? What, you know, if it's a learning experience, what did you learn?
I'll keep it to myself and use it for my future.
Were you there earlier in the day before the party, or was it?
No,
party
I was there late. I was there late. Yeah.
So you got the probably craziest part when everybody's up against it.
It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Why did you want to be in Olympics?
Just to make sure, just to be around. Honestly, it was like we went to a party and then we had plans later. I was like, I just want to see, you know, how people work, how it works. You know, I've never been there. I've never been, you know, and people freaking grind, man. I just saw part of it. They've been grinding for weeks, you know, and a lot of phone calls, a lot of moving parts. And, you know, it's crazy, to be honest with you. You know, it was fun to watch. You know, I didn't have to make decisions and all that. I was just sitting on the couch and looking at people, but it was a good learning experience.
What was the last hour like in particular?
It feels like that, you know, like, like social media, like very fast, you know, and then you got the network and all of that. You're like, holy shoot, this is, you know, like the last 5 minutes is like, wow, you know, New Year's Eve. No.
So when you saw the social post and you got Joe Ryan, you said,
hey. I didn't see that one.
All right.
Bro, I knew more. I knew more than John.
It wasn't John's fault.
No, it was
John said
it was the guy behind the.
It was the guy retweeting somebody else.
It's like you guys write an article, then the other guy.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora meeting with the media for the first time since yesterday's trade deadline. I do think it's notable here on WEEI Afternoons that our own Dan Ball believes Alex Cora has a future in the front office, and he admitted that he was in the room for the first time after Bregman's birthday party. One of Bregman's kids had a birthday party, stopped by to see what was happening, and he wouldn't say what he'd learned. He'll keep it to himself for his future.
What did you learn? What did you learn?
Had it here first, folks. That's all I'll say on that matter.
Yep. He learned that when he takes over next year or the year after in that front office, it's really hectic in that last hour before the trade deadline. I thought that was interesting. A couple other takeaways. I was scribbling notes here. Yep. The old reporter in me. He led off as he always, we're a good baseball team. Like, that's his message. He's always going to tell his players, good baseball team. But he did say they have a shot at the division. They like their chances against anybody.
Says we're a better team now.
Better baseball team now. More complete than we've been in recent years was something he said.
1% better now?
Well, that's better. I mean, we can parse words, but he says they're better. Unlike Fitzy, he didn't fall for the banana in the tailpipe of Joe Ryan. He didn't see that, but he was aware of it.
Now apparently. I'm the one under the Yahoo Sports bus, huh?
Yep, it's your voice that everybody
team.
Heard.
That's fine.
So I thought those were interesting. And then one little side nugget, somebody asked him, Tanner Houck or Marcelo Meyer, holding out hope for either.
Marcelo.
He said no for Houck, but he said maybe, if anybody, Marcelo Meyer. There's more opinions being had there. So that's the first indication I've had that he could be back, because I'll be honest, I was assuming he was done.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I still am.
I am.
With this, whatever this extra opinion is via Zoom before they make a decision. So a lot of interesting nuggets there from Alex Cora. Meeting with the media here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk about that next. Back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Do you feel better about the Red Sox, about the trade deadline, after listening to the manager? I asked who's going to be the face man, the front man to come out, make us feel better and not just say words, words, words. That's Alex Cora. They're a better baseball team. They're a good baseball team. They're better positioned than they've been in recent years heading into August. Do you believe him? 617-779-7937. We will also, in the next hour at some point, talk to Will Fleming. I believe he'll still be joining us in studio. But right now we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.